This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Right now it is time for today's prank phone call. We got Junior in for the nephew who is taking his own special holiday. And Junior, what you got?
This ain't no holiday shirt. He just ain't here.
Facts, Junior, that part.
I'm not going to sit up here and act like this a holiday. It's just a story. This is not. That's all that was. It was a story.
Yes, excuse.
He on the tarmac.
He got us again. All right, Junior.
Them cheap ass tickets he be buying.
What you got, Junior?
All right, the prank phone call for today is Valentine's gift card. Oh, Valentine's gift card, because it's Friday, so I guess he's going to do this. He going to make a holiday prank for not be here because he on holiday. Uh-huh. Ain't this something? Valentine's Day gift card. Let's go, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Bryce.
Yeah, this is Bryce.
Hey, Bryce, how you doing, man? My name is Alvin, bro. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, listen, I know you're married to Trisha, right?
To Trish? Yeah. Who's this?
Okay, like I said, yeah, my name is Alvin, and I'm just trying to make sure I got the right person, man, because you half black, half white, right, from what I understand?
Yeah, I'm half black. Who the f*** is this? Why are you asking me questions? What's going on? Is she okay?
No, everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. Trish, so check this out, man.
Okay, listen, just say what you gotta say. I'm at work, man. Say what you need to say. What's happening?
Okay, listen, I accidentally, I sent Trisha some flowers for Valentine's. They gonna get there on Friday. But I accidentally put I ordered a gift card along with it, and they put this gift card in Trisha's gift bag, and really, that gift card should really be for my wife. And I was trying to see if maybe if you get to the gift bag before, maybe you could get it out for me so I could get that gift card.
Okay. So you said my wife flowers for Valentine's Day, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but that's not the key. The key is that it's a gift card in there that I need, you know?
Oh, so and you accidentally sent a gift card to my wife. You just wanted the flowers to go to her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I sent the flowers.
Man, yeah, no problem. No, that's cool, man. I'm so, this happens. We make mistakes all the time. How about this? How about you come on over, and I will be more than happy to give you the gift card, because I'm sure, you know, if you send it with the flowers, I'll just have to hand the gift card over to you, and probably a nice f***ing ass beating, too, you stupid mother. Why in the f*** would you ever call me about this?
Hey, man. And I didn't expect all this.
What's
hostility.
Your name, Alvin? Is it Alvin?
My name is Alvin. But
hostility?
Okay. Hey, bro, all I'm trying to do is, like,
hey,
I say,
no
I sent a...
I ain't your f***ing bro. What do you mean you didn't think there's going to be hostility? You send my f***ing wife flowers, mother. How do you even know my wife? How do you know Trish?
I work in the building that Trish works in. So,
oh, you work with her? Okay, good.
I don't work with her. I don't work for her company at all. But my floor is on a different floor. I work in a different company, but she works in the same building. So, yeah. Dude, I'm just trying to get the gift card, man. I ain't even trying to trip, dude. I ain't.
So, So you sent some flowers. When the flowers going to be here? What time are the flowers supposed to be here?
The flowers getting there sometime Friday. I mean, on Valentine's. Friday. Yeah.
On Valentine's Day. Okay, good, good. So how about you come down here on Friday, okay? And I will give the flowers to Trish, and I will give you the gift card. And you mentioned if I was half black or half white. And I'll go ahead and let you know that both sides are going to beat your motherfucking ass, because you're going to be the most ignorant motherfucker I've ever met in my goddamn life. I don't care if you're green, blue, yellow, lavender. I don't know what the fuck you are, but you are the dumbest piece of shit I've ever met. You come here Friday. You come here, and your wife will get her great gift card, and my wife will get your flowers, and everybody's going to be happy.
Hey, dude, what's all this about, man?
Okay, so have you gone out with Trish? Are you guys going for lunch or, you know, maybe a movie or, I mean, how much time have you spent with my wife?
I ain't spent no time with her.
Why are you stuttering now? What do you mean you ain't spent no time with her? How you seem to know all about her. You haven't gone out one time with my wife?
No, I never went out with her.
So you just have a crush on my wife? Is that what you're trying to say? And you just accidentally sent some bullshit to her? Is that what's going on?
I didn't accidentally send the flowers. I sent them because I wanted her to have. She's a pretty lady. I wanted her to have the flowers.
Oh,
but I didn't want her to. But I didn't want her to have my wife's gift card, though.
What did you think I was going to be there? How did you think? How did in your fucking crazy bullshit mind did you think this was going to be okay? What if I called you right now and be like, hey, I sent your wife a fucking can you send it back to me? Like, how would you feel if I did the same to you?
Well, I mean, you're talking about something different from flowers, and that sounds like a little bit offensive, don't you think?
Oh, that's offensive. Yeah, man. You know, I'm sorry. Albert.
It's Alvin, man. It's Alvin.
I don't give a shit what it is. Alvin, come see me on Friday. I'm going to have your gift card. I'm super excited to meet you. This is going to be the best Valentine's Day of my fucking life. Come visit me. You sent the flowers to the house, right?
I got the address that Tommy gave me.
Who the f*** is Tommy?
He the one gave me the address. He the one told me.
Tommy, come. How about you and Tommy come over to the house? We'll have a f***ing guys night. I'll put on a game. F***ing have some pretzels. Why don't you both come over here?
Okay, but why all the hostility when somebody's showing your wife some love, dude?
No, there's no hostility whatsoever. Did you hear hostility? I just invited you and your boy Tommy to come to my house. That's not hostile. I'm being hospitable. That's what it is. It's hospitable. Come see me. Come see me.
Okay. So let me ask you something, man. Don't you drop Trish off to work every morning?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, now, when y'all riding to work, ain't y'all listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
This is not the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah. This is Nephew Tommy, baby. Come on, Bryce. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Trish, got me to prank phone call you. Home run, baby. Oh, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's no way. Oh, now I'm back. I'm pissed again. Now I'm going through so many emotions right now. I'm like, who could be this stupid? Oh, oh, man. I am boiling. Holy shit. Oh, she's gonna pay for this one.
You gotta tell me, Bryce, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The motherfucking Steve Harvey Show, baby.
Yeah, come on, give it to me. That's what we just gotta do right now. Prank praise. Come on now. Valentine's
we don't do prank praises for people that's not here.
We not prank praising.
Yeah. From now on, you only get praise if you come to work.
But Steve, you're okayed it. You okayed it. It's your show. So I'm just pointing that out. You hired
him. I okayed
him.
What?
His day off
being
today.
Being off today. Yeah. Because he did ask.
Whoa. No. No.
No, he asked in front of all of us.
And
he
told you.
He asked, can he be off?
Yeah.
No. Yes, what he asked was something else. Don't pull the curtain back now.
It's back. What are you talking about?
He was supposed to be here. He just wanted to come a little later. Uh-huh. I okayed him coming later. Now he ain't here at all. Yes, Carla.
But we are trying to tell you that his behavior and history has shown us that this was going to happen.
You would think this fool, after adding a hit TV show to his resume, that it would change his attitude about his work ethic.
No.
He don't do that. He don't like the late show on Friday night. What's your punk ass want?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.